And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of May, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Thomas Hood, born London, 1799, who wrote, "Lives of great men oft remind us, as we o'er their pages turn, that we too may leave behind us letters that we ought to burn." It's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Per Lagerkvist, born in Växjö, Sweden, 1891, best known for his novel Barabbas. The poet Jane Kenyon, born Ann Arbor, 1947, author of collections of poetry about everyday life in her books The Boat of Quiet Hours, Let Evening Come, Otherwise. It's the birthday of the man who gave us a system of classifying and naming all the living things on the planet, Carolus Linnaeus, born in Råsholt, Sweden, in 1707. Born at a time when plants and animals were named in a variety of ways, usually based on what they looked like, and the names were always local, so even within a single country like Sweden or England, a plant might be called by half a dozen different names by different people. Linnaeus was a botanist, and he developed a system of naming and classifying plants and animals. Based on Latin, put each specimen into a large group called a genus and a smaller subgroup, a species, and this became the binomial naming system, which he published in his book Systema Naturae in 1758. His ideas made him famous around the world. People sent him plants and animals as gifts for his garden and his zoo. Catherine the Great sent him flower seeds. The Prince of Sweden gave him a raccoon from North America. Linnaeus tried to grow tea plants in Sweden. They died. Coffee did not make it, nor did ginger or cardamom or cotton or coconuts. In fact, one of the only new plants that he tried to import to Sweden that did survive was rhubarb. And late in his life, Linnaeus said that the introduction of rhubarb to Sweden was his proudest achievement. It's the birthday of Margaret Wise Brown, born in Brooklyn, 1910, one of the first writers to write books specifically for children who were just starting to learn to read. She took a creative writing class from Gertrude Stein, and then she got a job at the Bureau of Educational Experiments, researching the way that children learn to use language. She went off to become the editor of a publishing house, where during the Depression, children's books were considered luxury items, but Margaret Wise Brown invested in high-quality color illustrations and printed her books on strong paper with durable bindings so children could grab and squeeze and bite their books. And it was Margaret Wise Brown who gave us Goodnight Moon and Goodnight Brush and Goodnight Mush and Goodnight to the Old Lady, Whispering Hush. Goodnight Moon came out in 1947, got a bad review right away, sold very, very slowly. But then parents recommended the book to each other, and by 1990 it had sold more than 4 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff entitled To His Piano. Old friend, patient of error as of accuracy, ready to think the fingerings of thought, you but a scant year older than I am, with my expectant mother expecting maybe an infant prodigy among her stars, but getting only little me instead. To see you standing there for 6 decades, containing chopsticks for Elise and the art of fugue in your burnished rosewood box, as well as all those years of silence and the stumbling beginnings the children made. Who would believe the 20 tons of stress your gilded frames kept stretched out all this while? To His Piano by Howard Nemiroff. Used here by permission of Margaret Nemiroff on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.